Kintore Air Conditioning has something the others don't. The Kintore family. Kintore Air is
the voice of Perth.
Yeah, with Rad and Carl for yesloans.com.au. And, of course, the Sam Mitchell story overshadowed most stories today. But yesterday there was a great completion of finally Cam McCarthy was able to find his way to Fremantle. And the young man has been good enough to give us a few moments of his time. G'day, Cam. Congratulations.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
Were you ever fearful it mightn't happen?
Yeah, I was, like Sunday night and Monday night were pretty sleepless nights. But, no, absolutely wrapped. That is all done and dusted now, and look forward to the future with Fremantle Dockers.
It's been in the banking for some time, Cam. You know, what have you been doing over? We know you've been training with South Fremantle and things like that. What else have you been doing to keep yourself active over the last 12 months?
I've been working, yes. I've been down in South Fremantle and been doing a bit of backline coaching and training with the boys down there. They've been real good to me. I've been working at my old high school, Emmanuel Catholic College. One of my old teachers, PE teachers, was good enough to give us like a few days work a week, so that kept me on my toes, working with kids and working at a bit of a footy academy, and had a personal trainer as well, so I've been personal training with him about 5 times a week, so that's been keeping me pretty busy as well.
I think you've had a long time. Your family, they've been diehard Dockers for a long, long time. Were you born on the day they played their first game?
Yeah, 1995, 1st April, it was born, about 3/4 time.
Very good.
Would have spoiled the game, Cam.
Yeah, Dad was spewing. He couldn't watch the end. He got done by 5 points.
Hey, mate, just going back to your time at Western Sydney, just take us back to the experience you had there and why you chose in the end to do what you did.
Obviously, it was obviously getting drafted to an AFL club. It's such a surreal experience, and it's So unbelievable, and you know, I'm so thankful for the opportunity, and I'm thankful for the opportunity the Giants gave me. And obviously, in my first probably year, I really enjoyed it at the club, and probably late towards the end of my first year, I got a contract extension, and I was really enjoying my time there, and I was really happy, and made a lot of great mates, so I signed on for an extra extension, and then obviously not knowing that going into the second half of my year there, and in my second year, and in the second half, I'd get pretty homesick, and it sort of started affecting just everything, just like my everyday life over there, you know, and I wasn't playing pretty good on the weekends because sort of off-field issues were just like I was taking them into my game, and homesickness really got the better of me in the end, and which is unfortunate because I have made a lot of great mates over there, and it is a great football club, and they'll be very successful in the years to come. But obviously a few things popped up, and obviously the trade period last year, which didn't get done, was a big factor, and going back was really hard, but I feel like sort of, that's all in the past now, and I'm just looking forward to the future.
What about the indifferent feelings you would have had this year, because they performed extremely well, didn't they? Did you think, maybe I should have stayed?
No, not at all. Like, I was rap watching them every week, but like, you know, I've got heaps of good mates there, and Josh Kelly and Jeremy Cameron and Toby Green and stuff like that, and I was rapt to see them all play some unreal footy, and you know, and I was hoping they'd go all the way and win the flag, because they're an unreal bunch of people, and everyone there is, you know, putting in the hard work, and they've sort of started from the bottom, and they're building their way up to the top, and they're going to be pretty dangerous in years to come, and I look forward to coming up against them next year.
Now, Cam, I've been away for a couple of weeks overseas in Penang, and I got back and I picked up the paper, and obviously now seeing that the deal is done, and here I've read that you're going to fill Matthew Pavlich's shoes. There's no pressure already, mate. I know you haven't said this, but gee, I'll tell you what, they've written in some pressure already.
Yeah, they've jumped on pretty quickly, but no, obviously Pav is one of a kind, you know, anyone to play, kick 700 goals and play 350 games, you know, and have an AFL career like that is exceptional, and he's been a great servant for the Fremantle Dockers, and definitely someone I've looked up to growing up, being a diehard first supporter, you know, you wear the number 29 on your back and you go to the games and screaming out Pav, but yeah, it's an unbelievable career, and if I could have even a half of the career he had, I'd be up for that.
Was that part of the attraction, Cam, to come back last year to try and play with Matthew?
No, not necessarily. Obviously, it would be an absolute bonus to play with Pav in his last year, but yeah, it was more just the coming home factor and being with family and friends more often and full time, and yeah, it was really appealing, and yeah, it was unfortunate it couldn't get done.
Now, I know a couple of blokes of the Eagles had a chat to you. Was there any chance?
No, not real chance. I just know I get along really well with Tim Japp, and he's been a good friend of mine and over the since the 18s sort of started. So I just had a few catch ups with him and just talked about sort of life in general, but nothing too seriously on the lines of getting to the club. But nothing at all really.
Cam, that pathway through South Fremantle has been a pretty good one lately, isn't it? We're producing a few footballers down there.
Yeah, producing a few guns. So to say, young Archie, he's had a pretty good start, and so has Garlett for Cold Coast. They're pretty impressive. And yeah, there's a few floating around now.
Shane Kirsten might come home, mate. There's another one.
Yeah. Another good South Rio lad.
Have you rung him?
No, I haven't talked to him, actually.
Well, why not? You're on the team now. You're allowed to. You're allowed to try and recruit, you know.
No, obviously, yeah, he's a great player, and it'd be a massive bonus to get him in the club and up forward.
I think he's had a chat to him, Brad.
Hey, Cam, what discussions, if any, have you had with Ross Lyon and the rest of the Fremantle panel in regards to what your role will be?
So I was in the club today and did a bit of stuff and just had a quick chat to Ross. Nothing too serious. Wasn't really sit down. Just a bit of a walk past and just a welcome and stuff like that, and a bit of a chit chat. But sort of haven't really sat down and talked about my role as so as yet. I guess I'm just gonna get into the club and I guess just start doing a little bit of work here and there before pre-season and sort of make those good connections with the coaching staff and people like that and the players and earn some respect and I'm sure all the rest will take care of itself.
I'll tell you what your role might be. Kick some goals, mate. I think they're searching for a few goals down there at Freo Camp.
Sounds like a plan.
How important is your fitness levels to you to be the player that you want to be?
The player I wanted to be. I've sort of always had sort of high standards, and I really want to smash myself and sort of get the best I possibly can out of me this pre-season. And you know, I want to be coming into the year and just like in pretty good nick. So going to really work hard this pre-season and get through the first block, get to Christmas and recess, and then have a good second half of the pre-season and hopefully that will set up the year.
So how does it work at Fremantle? Do you know, would you be sort of running with the midfielders like Fife and Mundy and those sort of guys, or do the forwards do a little bit less or a little bit different? How does that work?
Yeah, I'm not too, actually, I couldn't tell you to be honest. It's just my obviously first day on the list, and obviously everyone's sort of on holidays and doing their own thing, so I was in the club this morning, did a little bit of running, and obviously we won't know how that would work too much, but yeah, whenever I can get the best out of myself, I'll definitely be pushing for.
I think you enjoy fishing, don't you?
I did once upon a time, but then I lost too many phones.
You what?
You lost too many phones.
I lost my phone the last fishing trip I had too, Cam.
You better take him out fishing, yeah. Girl, and teach him how to keep his phone.
No, I'm not a good example. I just said I just lost mine. Unbelievable. Well, how do you lose yours?
It's sort of clumsy, and just put them in your pocket and you sort of sit back and like they fall in your drink or leave them somewhere. Get a bit excited when the fish is like hooked up and you just throw your phone and you just bang, it's in.
Well, good on you, Cam. Thanks. Well done. Congratulations on getting to the Fremantle Lockers final. It's a long lived dream out. You're now going to live it out, and we look forward to your output next year.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Cam McCarthy there, the new recruit.